Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, December 19th. In a historic 4-3 ruling, Colorado's Supreme Court has decided to remove former President Donald Trump from the state's 2024 primary ballot. They reversed a lower court's ruling that the insurrectionist ban in the 14th Amendment doesn't apply to the presidency. The state's Supreme Court says Trump's speech, calling for a crowd to march to the Capitol on January 6, 2021, was not protected by the First Amendment. Trump's removal won't go into effect until January 4th to give Trump time to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, a move Trump's campaign vowed to, quote, swiftly do. That's also a day before the state's deadline to certify the list of names for its GOP primary on March 5th. Trump denies wrongdoing for the Capitol attack and has beaten 14th Amendment challenges in several key states. Trump didn't address the matter during his campaign rally in Iowa, but several of his allies expressed outrage at the ruling. Israel's military said it's advancing in southern Gaza, in and near Khan Yunis, where troops are focused on locating underground infrastructure used by Hamas and finding hostages. This comes as Israel's military said it's found around 1,500 Hamas tunnel shafts and underground passages in Gaza since the start of the war, and claims many of them are in civilian areas and inside civilian structures. But as Israel continues its offensive in Khan Yunis, UNICEF spokesperson James Elder warns Gaza's largest fully functioning hospital is there and was shelled twice in the past 48 hours. He says children and families in Gaza, quote, are not safe in hospitals.
I'm furious that those with power shrug as the humanitarian nightmares unleashed on a million children. I'm furious that Christmas is likely going to bring increased savagery in attacks as the world is distracted with its own, you know, love and goodwill.
Two Israeli officials and an international humanitarian official said Israel is exploring a potential humanitarian compound in northern Gaza to house displaced civilians. Back in the U.S., civil rights groups are suing Texas over its new controversial border law amid a surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. It takes effect in March and gives state and local authorities the power to arrest and deport migrants. According to court documents, the ACLU and the Texas Civil Rights Project call the new law unconstitutional because it disregards federal immigration law. The nonprofits also say the law prevents them from helping migrants secure federal protections because they'll be detained or removed by Texas. In response, Texas Governor Greg Abbott argued that the law is constitutional and the state will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. The White House is also slamming the state's new law. Here's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The law is incredibly extreme, and it does not make communities in Texas safer.
Scientists are working to assess the situation in Iceland's Reykjanes Peninsula, where a volcanic eruption took place Monday night. While the country's government says the eruption isn't life-threatening, there are concerns about gas pollution. Officials are asking people to stay away from the area because of considerable toxic gases being released that could reach the country's capital due to weather. Iceland is home to 32 active volcanoes, and their eruptions often happen in the wilderness. Coming up, new research finds wildfires can unlock cancer-causing chemicals from the soil. A new report warns that wildfire smoke can transform a natural metal in soil into cancerous particles. CNN's Taylor Galgano has more.
So the metal is called chromium, and it's normally benign, but the heat from wildfires can transform it into toxic particles. And then those particles can cause cancer, organ damage, and other health problems. And that's something to note because chromium in soil isn't rare. You can find it across the western U.S. and in a lot of other countries. And this study, published in the journal Nature Communications, says even after a fire is put out, the wind can still carry those particles to nearby communities. But one of the co-authors notes that the first big rain can wash the metals away and get rid of that health risk. But the problem is that sometimes it can take a while for rain to come. This new research is just the latest indicator that wildfire smoke can be hazardous to local communities.
Well, that does it for us. We're back at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.